The thought that the Lord laid on my heart is the kingdom of God is preached. The kingdom of God is preached. And we want to read the scripture that really that we were inspired with this thought from. It's found in Luke 16th chapter and the 16th verse.
The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it.
The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. Before Jesus came, that was the time or the dispensation of the law and the prophets. And during that time, people were helpless in a sense. They, God gave them the law. He gave them what to do and what not to do. He also gave them a way to be forgiven, where they would go year after year repenting of their sins. They would offer sacrifices, and they would ask. That was their way of getting God to forgive them. And then they would go back home, and they would do the same thing over. So they would kind of had the can't help it. But the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man pressed into it. When we get into the kingdom of God, we're no longer in that state of, I can't help it. I sin, I can't help it. Because of Jesus, we can help it. And we don't have to live like that anymore. Let's go to Matthew 4 and 17. I appreciate being able to have access to the kingdom of God. A new way of life, a new look on life when we get into the kingdom of God.
Okay, Matthew 4 and
17.
And 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
So God sent Jesus here to bring us the kingdom of God, to preach the kingdom of God. And that time, as Jesus walked this earth, he was preaching the kingdom of God. And here he says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We had a different way. It's a different dispensation now. We can repent of our sins, get forgiveness for our sins, and we don't have to do them anymore. So we don't need to listen to anybody to tell you sin, you can't help it, because that's not accurate. Today, we can't help it because of Jesus, because of the kingdom of God. And he not only preach the kingdom of God, but he commissioned his disciples to preach the kingdom of God. And today, our commission is to preach the kingdom of God. Luke 9, and we want to read verses 1 and 2. I was thinking, while somebody's getting there, I was thinking this morning about the kingdom of God and how there's power in the kingdom of God. Sometimes the enemy will come against you. He'll bring thoughts to your mind, and you know they're not right. You know what? We don't have, they can't help us. We can resist those thoughts. We have power over all the enemy and all of his traps and snares. The kingdom of God is freedom. We have freedom in the kingdom of God. And we also have safety. We're safe in his kingdom. We're safe against the enemy. We don't have to feel like we got to bow down to the things that he tells us. Just like sometimes we have habits. Do you know in the kingdom of God is freedom? He can give us freedom from habits and freedom from things that once had us bound. Did anybody get that scripture yet? 1 and 2.
And he said that the rich kingdom of God is set at will.
All right. So he gives us power and authority over the enemy. He gave the commission to his disciples to go out and preach the kingdom of God. And he gave them power over all the devil, none of his traps and none of his powers do have authority over us. We have power and authority over him. And it's a blessing to be in the kingdom of God. But we got to think about what is the kingdom of God. Let's go on and read Luke 4 and 43. We want the kingdom of God is preached, but then we also want to know what the kingdom of God is.
43. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent.
See, Jesus was sent to preach the kingdom of God. Now, I believe we have established that. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 4 and 20.
For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power.
It's not in word. It's just not a word. It's in reality. It's in power. The kingdom of God, there is power in the kingdom of God. Back before Jesus came, the Pharisees and the scribes, Jesus said at one point, he said, they serve me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. But it's more than lip service. It's reality. And so we're blessed to be able to be a part of it. Luke 10, I want us to read verse 1. And then we're going to skip to 8 and 9 and then 19. Want to see what we can get in the kingdom of God. Just start with Luke 10 and 1.
After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them 2 and 2 before his face into every city and place where he himself would come.
So see, he sent disciples out to preach the kingdom of God. Now read verses 8 and 9 out of the same chapter.
And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as you are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you.
Notice that they are able to heal the sick. Do you know there's healing in the kingdom of God? We can have physical healing in the kingdom of God. We can have emotional healing in the kingdom of God. We can have mental healing in the kingdom. God has a plan to heal the sick in the kingdom of God. And so we can come to him for whatever our needs are. Sometime we were talking in Sunday school, and I was sharing with them the feeling of grief, how you can feel, you know, grief, but God has a way to heal, and he has a plan. So we want to be partakers of the kingdom of God. He said to tell them that the kingdom of God has come to you, and then go to verse 19.
Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Thank the Lord. No longer now do we have to bow our head to the enemy. I'm having a bad day today. He's doing this to me. No more. There's a song that one of the sisters sang in Honduras, and she said, I got my foot on the rock, and my mind made up. You heard that song? In other words, we can step on the enemy. We can put our foot down and say, my mind's made up. I'm living for God. I'm in the kingdom of God. I have a power over all the powers of the enemy. That's what we get in this wonderful kingdom that God has prepared for us. So, it's not a physical kingdom. It's not a literal kingdom. Jesus told the people, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. He did not come to set up a literal kingdom. He came to set up a spiritual kingdom in our hearts and in our lives that we can live a holy and righteous life before God. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. It's not, you know, you could say, well, y'all got this little old chapel, two or three people. What kind of kingdom is this? It's a spiritual kingdom. God changes us. When we come to him, when he told them to repent, and you come to God and you repent of your sin, you ask him to forgive you for your sins. That's repentance. I'm sorry, Lord. I've done wrong here, this, on this occasion, that occasion, the other occasion. We can tell the Lord that I've done the wrong thing. I'm sorry. That's repentance. Then you ask him to come into your heart. When he comes into your heart, the kingdom of God comes within you. Let's go to Luke 13, 18 and 21. We're going to get more of what the scripture says about the kingdom of God.
Then he said unto, what is the kingdom of God like? And where unto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened.
You see, it spreads all over. A few seeds go. In one scripture, it says it's like the grain of a mustard seed, the smallest of seeds. It's planted into the garden. And it grows and it just spreads. It spreads all over. The Lord wants his kingdom preached that people will know from all generations and all countries and kindreds and no matter what nationality or any of that, he wants his kingdom preached that people will know there is a better way. They've been bound. Years and years bound by the enemy and his tactics. He's made them do things, made them bound by drugs, alcohol, and all kinds of things. And not only so, bound by other habits, gambling, other habits, lying. Some people have a hard time telling the truth. That's right. Like they can't say it right. But God, through his kingdom, he wants to preach that all men will know there's a better way now. You don't have to live like that anymore. You don't have to be bound down by the enemy. You don't have to be doing these things that you know better than to do because the kingdom of God. Luke 17, 20 and 21. I think it might be pretty much the same.
Luke 17 and 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he asked them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
That's where he wanted to put his kingdom within us. There's a song in the songbook 32. Brother, can we just kind of sing the first verse, maybe?
There's a thing that's sweet to my memory. There's a joy that I cannot declare. There's a treasure that gladdens my being. 'Tis the kingdom of righteousness here. 'Tis the kingdom of peace.
It is friendly within. It shall ever increase in my soul. We possess it right here when he saves from all sin. And to last while the ages shall roll. And it's, the song goes on and on. We can sing it later. But this is what it is. It is a kingdom of peace reigning within us. What a blessing it is to give your heart to God. Because when we give our heart to God, we enter into that kingdom. And it gives us peace and joy and happiness. Life may not be all roses for us, but the kingdom within us makes us happy. In spite of what our life is like. Now let's go to Mark 4, 26 to 32.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after that the full corn of the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth the sickle, because the harvest is come.
Okay. But anyway, we know that the kingdom of God is just, these are examples of what the kingdom of God is like. Jesus used parables and ways to help people to understand the kingdom of God. And it's one that spreads throughout the whole earth. 1 Corinthians 15 and 50.
Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
It takes, it's the spiritual kingdom. That's what he's trying to say. It's not flesh and blood. You can't say that I was, you know, in Europe you have a king, a monarchy. And the way those dear ones become the queen, the king, the princess, they're born there, flesh and blood. But in the kingdom of God, it's not so. It's not that kind of kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. Let's go to, I'm going to read this one. It's Romans 14 and 17 said, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We must live a righteous life. We can't say I was born like, you know, my mother was saved. So I could say, well, I was born in the church of God. That is not really what it takes. It's a spiritual birth. Yes, they raised me right. I know that. But still yet, I had to have a spiritual birth. No matter who my parents were. And that's the way it is. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But we can get it through repentance, through coming to God, through letting him into our life, and living a righteous life. And we have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There are many things that we're going to be blessed by. But if we seek the kingdom of God, its righteousness, God will provide all the other things we need, whether we need food, whether we need houses, whether we need companions, whatever we need is found in the kingdom of God. As we live for him, we can ask him, and he can give us what we need. I remember one time I was real young, and I was born and raised in Tulsa. But at the time I was raised up, teenager, everything, we didn't have hardly any young people in Tulsa. It was just myself and my brother, my sister and my older sister. They weren't interested in living right. So, but in Wichita, they had a whole lot of young people. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, send somebody here. And I just felt like I needed a saved friend. And the Lord did that. He sent Sister Izetta Liggins to live in Tulsa for a while. So I'm just telling you that God will give us whatever we need. We're not going there, but in Matthew 6 and 33, it says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So if we first seek the kingdom of God, then the other things that we need, God will supply those needs. Let's go now to Mark 1 and read verse 14 and 15 so that we could get an understanding how to get into the kingdom of God.
Now, after that, John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
That's what it takes. Repent and believe the gospel. The gospel is God's word. It's the truth of that Jesus came to die for our sins, and we have access now to him, to God, through Jesus, through repentance. We must repent and believe the gospel, and we will have a chance to enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew 7 and 21.
Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
It takes obedience to the will of God. We can say, Lord, Lord, we can pray, we can sing, and we can do all of these things, but it's no good unless we do what God says in his word. This is our pattern, the word of God. It is what we have to go by, not a person's opinion. Some people say, well, I don't think you ought to, it takes all that to live for God. But if the word of God says it, that's what it takes. Or someone else may say, I think you ought to do this, or I think you ought to do that. If you really want to know what to do to be in the kingdom of God, read the word of God. That's what tells us what to do. We're going to go now to John 3. And we're going to read verses 1 through 8.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus asked and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth whither it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit.
So in other words, it's not a physical birth. It's not that all of a sudden I'm old, I'm going to go back into my mother's womb and I'm going to be born again. That's not it. The scripture said flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. This is a spiritual birth. We're going to be changed. When we repent of our sin and ask God to forgive us our sin, he changes us. And we have a new birth. We are a new creature then. The old things, one scripture said, are passed away and all things become new. So when we go to God, when we repent of our sins, when we ask him to forgive us, we are born again. We get up and we are a new creature. We no longer desire to do those things. The things you used to want to do, you don't do them anymore. You don't want to do them anymore because you're born again. And so this is the kingdom of God. And I desire your prayers.